We are learning Masechtas Ksuvos Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, and we're starting the brand new parak, Amana Mezoinus. The halacha is that when the husband dies, the Amana gets Mezoinus from the Asayimim, calls man, she's still living in the house. Once she gets a Ksuba, and she goes to remarry, she gets a Ksuba, then the halacha is that she does not get Mezoinus anymore, obviously, because now she's on her own. And it's Machlokes, Anshe Gol and Anshe Yerushalay and Anshe Yehuda, Anshe Gol and Anshe Yehuda, if you could demand her to leave and give her a ksuba, say, you know what, I don't want to give him a mezonis, here's a ksuba, leave. Or you can't do that. Only when she asks for her ksuba does she lose a mezonis. That's machlokes, and we'll see it in the Gemara in a second. But the halacha is that Kol Zman, she's living there and she didn't get a ksuba yet, she gets mezonis from the nichse of the assignment. And therefore, to compensate them, we give the ma'isi Deha of her that she works, her wages go to the Yisayimim. And she has to work. If she's getting Mizayim, she has to work. She has to do her work, just like she does for the husband. Zok the Mishnah. Amana Mizayim is Mechse Yisayimim. The Amana gets Mizayim from the Yisayimim's estate. Ma'isi Yedeha Shalem. And the Ma'isi Yedeha go to the Yisayimim. Ve'en Chayav Mekvarasa. But they're not Chayiv to bury her. If she dies, they're not Chayiv to bury her. Why not? Because Yar Sheha, Yar Sheh Ksubasa Chayiv Mekvarasa. The ones who get a Ksuba Chayiv Mekvarasa. Now her, these Yisayimim, Lav Dafka being Yerush her, it's very possible she's just the Amana. She's not the mother of these children. She has other children. She's just the Amana of her husband. So the halacha is that when she dies, her Yerushim will come and take a ksuba, take the 200 zuz from the Yerushim's estate. So whoever gets the ksuba is chayiv in the kvura. That's how it goes. I learned more before that kvura is tachas ksubasa. And Tais even asked, that's pashut. We know always that kvura is tachas ksubasa. What's the chiddush? Tais even says, may ask the chiddush of our Mishnah, kvura is tachas ksubasa. But Maiz doesn't like that. And he says at the end, may a different pshat. He's saying a chiddush is like this. Even in a case where she doesn't end up getting her ksuba, for example, if there's no metaltlim, the Yisrael may have no metaltlim, the lach is, the opposite. If they only have metaltlim, the lach is, she only collects a ksuba. The Yarshim, her Yarshim only collect the Ksuba if the Yisayimim have property. But if they don't have any property, they don't collect it. So here, in this case, they didn't Maisa pay the Ksuba. So maybe they'd be Chayiv in Kvura. Kamashma know that the Yarshim are still, her Yarshim are the ones who are Chayiv in the Kvura. Like Taisa says, end of the Vasa Vain. Yisayimim, it's a Rashmina, I feel like Hechel, Shokla, I'm on a Ksuba, going to like Alma Tatli, and a Chayav Kvurasa. I've got the hashtag of Yarshim Ksubasa, Kimchi, and a Gaiba, they're not collecting it, still that's the Allah. Zat kara mishnah. Zok the gemara. Boy luhu. Ashayla. Nezoinus tan. Is the mishnah saying Amana is nezoinus, which means she always gets nezoinus no matter what? Oy ha nezoinus tan. What's the difference? Nezoinus tan. Uka anchigol. Lo yisag lo yav luhu. Anchigol hold that as long as she's here, I have to give her nezoinus, and you can't just give her a ksuba and get rid of her. That's what means nezoinus. Amana saying a fact. Amana has to be nezoinus. Mechse yisaimim. Oy dama is ha nezoinus tan, which means Han is Zainus, which means that Amana, who gets the Zainus? The Maisa there goes to the Yisayimim. Ukanch Yehuda, which means you don't have to give him a Zainus. There are cases where it's up to the Yisayimim. If they want to give him a Zainus, they could. If not, they give her a Ksuba. So is Lashon Nizainus or Han is Zainus? What's the Nafkamina? So Rashi and Tapat Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph says the Nafkamina is who's the Stam Mishnah like? Do we pass him like Anch Yehuda or Anch Gol? Taisus does not like that. Taisus does not like that Pshat. And therefore, Taisa says a different nafkamina, which we won't get into right now, but it could be the nafkamina is gabi the ma'isi yedeha. I and Shamba Taisa doesn't want to learn that the Moshaila is about a Stam Mishnah. Tashima, I'll start bringing Raya. Omer Rab Zera, Omer Shmuel. Rab Zera says, Hashem Shmuel, Metzia Samarla Atzma. The Metzia, the Amona finds the Metzia, goes to herself. Now, Yeram Peshlama Hanazainis Tanan Shapir. If you learn going like Anshi Yehuda, Tanazainis, he can say the case is you're not giving her a Mazainis, and therefore, you give her a Ksuba. You're planning to give her a ksuba. Therefore, Metzias Amana, Metzias Amana goes la'atzma. Because since you can misalik her, so therefore, you're not mechuyev, the Metzias goes to her, because you're not mechuyev mezainis, so Metzias goes to her. Taisus learns, the case is, Taisus says, Tap Taisus, Shapakam Ashmul Metzias la'atzma, fill b'shashi mezainis, even if she's getting mezainis, hoyelva hein yechaylin la'salka, lo'y have a kabal. Even since you could be Masalik, it's not like a Baal. Rashi's mashma in the case where she's not getting a Mazonis, you have an option not to give her a Mazonis. So that's how Rashi learns. You have to know what's the case. They're not giving her a Mazonis. If she didn't Mazonis, she got a Ksuba, then it's obvious. Then it's obvious belongs to her because she's the only one over here. But Kaponim, right now we're assuming that if you got Mazonis, so then Then the halacha is zichah shegetal. If you had to give a zayin, zichah shegetam tzira. She getam tzira also. Yeah, but the yarm b'shlomim and zayin shabbat and shabbat. The yarm is a zaynus tanan, which means you have to give mizaynus. Nahav kabal. Let it be like a husband. Ma baal matzias yishal abayla. Hakanam matzias yishal yarshim. Just like by a baal, the husband gets any thing she finds. Same thing about yarshim. So like the mar loyel amayim malach zaynus tanan. You have to give him zaynus, and you can't patter up for ksuba. You have to give him zaynus. But why talk does a husband get a mitzvah? The loy to have la'eva. We don't want the shalom bayis to be rocky. He's going to be upset. He gives her a mezainis. You're not giving me a mitzvah. Therefore, we give the mitzvah back to the husband. But a hani to have la'eva. We don't care about shalom bayis. We don't want the yerushim so close to the almana anyway. It's not proper. It's not a husband. And therefore, we're not worried about the eva. We're giving them ma'aseh deha. We're giving them something instead of mezainis. We don't have to give her the mitzvah as well. And therefore, we don't care if there's eva. All the malachas we said in Perek Avapi that she has to bake and cook and grind, that they have to do for the Yarshim also. Instead of mezainis, you got to do your job. You got to work, all those things. But you don't do things that are chiba, which means mezigas hakais and atzas hamita, and to prepare water for washing the hands and feet. Those are things a lady only does for her husband. Does not do for the yarshim. Those are things of chiba. There's a special for the husband. On Rabbi Shuba Levi, once you mention about malachas, don't want to have something out with a talmud to Rabbi. Kam malachas she'eved ois l'rabbi, talmud ois l'rabbi, chutz ma'ataras mino. All malachas that an eved does for his master, a talmud could do for his Rabbi. Besides, for untying his shoes. Because that's a Maisa Avdus, and you might think he's Eved Kanani. We don't want anyone to think, make a coil on him that he's Eved Kanani. But Amar Rava, this halacha, he can't untie his shoes. No one knows who he is. Amakim Kirin Maisa, everyone knows who he is. He knows he's a upstanding Yid, he's not an Eved Kanani. Less Lamba. Then you could be Meshamish Rebbe up to the degree of even untying his shoes. And Rav Ashi gives another qualification. Or Rav Ashi, Amakim Shem Akirin, he say, Nami, Le'amara, and Eldle Marach Tillin. Even place you don't recognize him, it's only place, only if he doesn't put on tefillin. Now, Malach Tillin, he wears tefillin, less than ba. Everyone knows that Eved does not wear tefillin. Eved has done like a Isha, and does not chayiv in tefillin. And they didn't wear tefillin to Avadim. So, since he's wearing tefillin, everyone knows he's not an Eved, so he didn't even could do the Shemesh Tir Rebbe by untying his shoes. If you don't let your Talmud be meshamish you, you're being taken away chesed from him. Shenema lemas meireyu chesed, and we darshan in the word mas means like also a melting of destroying, of taking away. So if you mas meireyu, if you stop your reyu from helping you, then you take away chesed from him. Take away chesed. Rav Nachman says even more. Af perik when Yerushmaim, take away Yerushmaim from him. It says, and then a pasuk, it says a pasuk in Iyov, it says lamas mireu chosid veyiras shaka yazag. You're letting him lose the Yerushmaim. So by letting a talmud be mishamish the Rebbe letting the talmud mishamish him, he's giving him chesed and giving him Yerushmaim. Om Rav Elazar, amono shetavsim ataltim zeren said. Halacha is we had before that we paskin that for mezonis and for ksuba you're not allowed to collect from metaltlim, you only collect from karkois. What happens if the amona grabbed metaltlim is in a cell? The locha is masha tofsa, tofsa. It works. The locha is it works. It works. And we'll speak out why in a second. Taina mahach. Yeah, amona is tofsa metaltlim is in a cell. She grabs metaltlim for her mezainis. Masha tofsa, tofsa works. There's a story with the daughter of Rab Shab. She's tofsa this guy in Malaya Mayas. She grabbed a whole sack full of money for her mezainis. Couldn't take it away from her. They couldn't take away from her because the ma'isa mashe tafsa tafsa. Am Ravina v'le'amara l'mazayin only for mazaynis. Avlek suba mafkinim and you do take it away from her. And the shaila is in this point of the Gemara, what was the nafkamina between subas and mazaynis? So Taisa explains, mazayni cannot get from a shabadim. So mazaynis all they can collect from is karka that yisayim have. So it don't have so much room to move. Ksuba, if there's no karka for the Yisayim, you go to Meshavadim also. So we're more worried about the Mezainis. Now, why worry about the Mezainis? It's not enough of reason. The reason's like this, that since it's a Tanai Bezdin, Al-Mura Abana, Abana made it very strong that Tfisa will work. Usually, Ba'achayiv, if they have no Shiba, they can't grab it. Like, for example, Ba'achayiv can't go to the Metaltim of the Yisayim and grab it. But here, where it's Tanai Bezdin, they made it even better. But Ksuba, which is they collect from Shabbatim, we weren't aluma to Alamua that they even could grab. That's why this is on the Yom. The Gemara is going to argue in a second about that. Maskel of Mabra Rashi, Maishna Luxuba. The Mekakoy Lemetatli, Mezenis Nami, Mekarv Lemetatli. By Ksuba, we say, if she's Taifas Metatlim, doesn't work, why not? Because her collection is only for Karka, not Tatlim. Mezenis also has Salacha. Mezenis Nami, Mekarv Lemetatli. Ella, Lemezenis, my Tafsa Tafsa, because Ella, my way is tell me, because whatever she grabs, she grabbed. How can I be like Ksuba? Ksuba is really the same thing. I'm going to read it to Rav Tolly Ravina. How can we not share the Rav Kavas? That's the same thing, the same Alacha. So, according to Zman Diyama, Mezenis and Ksuba are exactly the same halacha. And Tfisa would work. The problem is that the Gabi Ksuba, there's a machloikis on that peivav between Rav Tarfin and Rabbi Kiva if you let it to be Taifas Ksuba. It's on daf pei dalad, it is. On daf pei dalad, it's a machloikis Rav Tarfin and Rabbi Kiva if you can be Taifas. And we pass Rabbi Kiva, they cannot be Taifas. So, if you hold that Mezainis and Ksuba are the same thing, we're not passing you with Taifas. You're just speaking out that if you hold that you can be Taifas, you have to hold like that with Ksuba also. And if we pass now like that, it's neither. But the first man, the was Mechalik, you can say, even though by Ksuba we pass not Taifas, Mezainis is different. Because Mezainis is al Mu'er Abanon, the Shibud more, that even if you're Taifas, then you don't take it away from him. This is all, what I'm speaking out, comes from Taifas, the Ramaschal Amana. So, the Gemara, we'll learn one more Gemara on this Amid. Omar Rav Yechon, Amashed Rav Yisrael Zimra. Amonos Shoshu Shtayim Shalashon Vatav Mezainus. She went 2 or 3 years without asking for Mezainus. If the Mezainus, she lost the Mezainus for those years. Right, the Gemara, 2 or 3, which one? Hashu Shtayim. If the we consider it's a mechila, Shalosh Shabayi, 3 is of course a mechila. Like Kasha Kambaniya Kamba Ashira. If she's a poor woman and for 2 years she doesn't ask Mezainus, we assume she's Meichel. By Ashira, where she has a little more money to work with, only after 3 years do we say that she was Meichel. Inami different tariffs. Kam Prutzikam Tznua. A Tznua sometimes is embarrassed to go to Bezdin. So we give her 3 years before it's called Mechila. Mashenkin Prutza is there after 2 years already, she should have gone to Bezdin. Amarav, Aleamara, Elamafreya. This whole thing is only things past money. Past Mezainus. Avalaba, yes, Lord. She's asking Mezainus right now. Avalaba, she starts getting it from now. Just what she had till now, we assume she was Meichel. We assume that she was Meichel, and that was a Mechila on that. Avalaba, yes, Lord.